Child care is a big issue in the election campaign again today. Michael Ignatieff and the Liberal Party with a new child care strategy. It would see a Liberal government invest $500 million in its first budget, it says, to create new daycare spaces. And that figure, $500 million, would rise to $1 billion by the fourth year. Andrea Mrozek joins me now from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What do you think of this announcement from the Liberal Party today?
I think that it's disappointing. I think it's a step backwards for families. I think this on the basis that basically money should be given to parents so that they can choose what they want to do with it. The problem with a proposal like this is that it's money going into one type of system only. And for the very many families who are doing things differently, perhaps they're working shifts, perhaps they are juggling care with family members, they actually prefer to do it that way. This type of proposal does absolutely nothing for those families. So it may sound good, it may sound like it's offering a solution for daycare and for families, but in reality, taxes go up and not everybody's going to be able to use that system.
The conservative policy on this has largely been unwavering. Their longstanding policy, I'll even quote from the policy paper on it, recognizes that parents are in the best position to determine the needs of their children, that they should be able to do so in an environment that encourages as many options as possible in a manner that does not discriminate against those who opt to raise their children in family, social, linguistic, or religious environments. What do you feel about that?
Well, this is the idea, really, that parents are in control, parents should be in control, that the state should not be stepping into our kitchens or dining rooms or wherever it is that families make decisions. And so that parents are in the position to do that. So everybody knows when money is given to parents, you understand that money will be better used rather than putting it into a bureaucracy and funneling it into daycare spaces as part of a system.
The big complaint right now from working parents with children is about the affordability of care, and that the policy so far from the conservative government is woefully inadequate, whether it's $100 a month or what have you, that it doesn't even come close to meeting the real-life costs of trying to find a daycare space for your child. So how do you find the balance here?
Well, the reality is, yes, the daycare is very expensive, and it's expensive whether the government provides it or whether it's done through private provision. I think that the idea that the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada has always advocated is that parents with kids should pay much, much lower taxes and that they'd be able to keep their own money in their pocket to begin with and therefore have more disposable income. And the choices on how they use that would be then up to them. The reality is that daycare for young children is extraordinarily expensive, and that's a problem whether we have it done by the state on the government level or whether it's something that parents are struggling with personally. I think that what happens when you have the government take over in this area is people are led to believe it's actually not that costly. Reality is it's always costly, and so you're going to be seeing a hit in the pocketbook for your tax bill if the government takes over this type of jurisdiction.
Well, at the beginning, it's estimated to cost, as Mr. Ignatieff said today, $500 million in the first year, rising to $1 billion by the fourth year. But this promise also plans to keep the conservative $100 a month universal child care benefit.
Can I just add quickly, $500
yes.
million annually for this type of program is, practically speaking, a joke. I'm against using that money in that way. Just to give you a comparison, Quebec began their daycare program with $250 million annually. Within 10 years, it had risen to $1.4 billion annually, and it just keeps going up.
In Ontario, For one province.
In Ontario, the cost of all-day kindergarten is currently estimated at $1.8 billion annually. So $500 million for the country, you can see how that's going to shoot up very, very quickly if they actually want to keep this promise.
You think it's a lowball figure?
Well, right? It's something they're putting forward I'm quite sure that they see it as a step and that soon it will be more and more and more. It's definitely a lowball figure. I'm not quite sure when you examine individual provinces and how much they are spending on these types of programs right now. It's obviously inadequate. I don't know how they plan to spend it.
And the big complaint, because the Quebec model, of course, is the figure quoted quite frequently is $7 a day daycare. It sounds very attractive.
Mm-hmm. And the real cost of that is actually something more like $70 or $80 a day. But anyway.
But what I hear is how difficult it actually is to actually access any of those daycare spaces. The waiting list, I think, is upwards of 3 or 4 years to just even get one space.
Well, and in Quebec, that's frequently cited as being a success story for Canada. But it's actually a system that has been ranked as mediocre on some scales. And again, you just said it, it's true, there remain wait lists to get into that system in Quebec. Frequently enough, you'll hear advocates saying that introducing daycare programs is actually an economic stimulus. If that were true, then Quebec would be pulling ahead of Canada economically, and that simply isn't the case. So we know, every family knows that you don't spend big bucks to save money or to make money. That's not the way the world works, and I think that that's something that parents and families ought to be aware of.
From the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, Andrea Mrozek, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.